So this guy moved in with his girlfriend. Uh-huh. So they moved in, same apartment. He is now sleeping on the sofa.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah. Does your boyfriend ever do that? Do you make him sleep on the sofa or no?
Nope, never. No, that's so weird. I don't understand the sleeping on the sofa thing. Like, even when he and I are fighting, I mean, we have a king size bed. So he's on his side, I'm on my side. We could, you know, we could be angry on a king size bed.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what, you're sleeping together.
Yeah, why should he have a bad night's sleep? Why should I have a bad night's sleep just because we're angry? I don't understand it. Yeah, I don't get the sleeping on the couch thing.
Because 50% of the time, you must go to bed angry.
Yeah, so we wouldn't get any sleep.
All right, so a guy's sleeping on the sofa because he can't stand how bad his girlfriend smells.
Oh, no.
She only showers once every 2 weeks.
I feel like we've done this story before with guys. Like, we heard a story about a guy who doesn't like to shower. But it seems like women more than men don't like
once
to shower.
Once every 2 weeks. So these
wow.
people have been dating for 3 years, but they didn't go out like every night. You know, they had space. So she tried to impress him and she tried to smell good every time they got together. But now that they live together, he sees yeah. that, no, she doesn't shower, but once every 2 weeks.
Why? Like, what's her reason? Is she depressed? So it's hard for her to go clean herself? Does she hate water? Is she a cat? What is it?
So the man said he tried to sit down, discuss the issue with her, but she came very defensive, saying her shower routine was, quote, none of his business.
It's his business if they live together and he's got to smell her.
Right. That's what I say. You can't say none of your business because you know what? He is sleeping with you. He has right. to hang around you. He is having sex with you. It is his business.
He's only having sex with her once every 2 weeks after the shower.
Yeah. So now they're having such a big fight that he's sleeping on the couch because he can't stand the way she smells. And then he took to Reddit to find out what everybody else says, and everybody is pretty much taking his side, saying that is nasty. You know, I shower every other day. I shower twice a day. I don't know how she can go 2 weeks. Yeah, how can you go 2 weeks if you are in a relationship with somebody? That's gross.
Yeah, I could see if you've gone camping and you're in the middle of the woods and there's no showers. And there's no lake nearby. Like, that's the only environment, the only situation I can see going 2 weeks. But that's the thing. What about her own? Like, doesn't she smell herself? What about her own hygiene level? Does mm-hmm. she brush her teeth? Like, I don't understand people that don't value their own hygiene. Like, just for yourself. Just for your, I don't know how to say this, but certain parts of women need to be washed and bathed more often than others. Remember, yeah, Jeffrey,
once every 2 weeks, that's
remember
not
Jeffrey
clean.
Used to say, make sure you wash the naughty bits twice.
Right. Wash every part once, naughty bits twice.
Twice. Right. Exactly. But yeah, I think he's taking the wrong approach. Don't sleep on the couch. Take her to therapy. There's something wrong with her. Listen, I'm not somebody that showers every single day because mm-hmm. it's not good for my hair. It's not good for my skin. I have dry hair, dry skin. If I shower every day, I'm a flaky mess, but I do shower every other day. And if I go to the gym, I shower every day. If I work out, I shower every day. Do you know what I mean? On a weekend, maybe I'll shower like Friday and then again Sunday, you know, that kind of thing. But I have never gone. I don't understand going more than a couple of days, let alone 2 weeks. There's something wrong with her.
All right. I think if it's lockdown and you're single and you don't live in the deep, but I'm talking about you. I don't yeah. think... I can see you going 2 weeks and not showering if you're around nobody but you. I could see you doing it.
No, I'll tell you why I couldn't. Because eventually I lift my arm to scratch myself and I smell myself. Oh, woo. I can't live with that. And then my hair starts to get really greasy after a couple of days. So I do have to, my hair just kind of says to me, now, honey, now you got to go wash now.
Mm.
So I've gotten to the habit of every other day is my thing.
So she has an issue. She needs to go talk to somebody and get on some medication.
You know, if she was intermittently bathing, not bathing, but the fact that it's every 2 weeks and then she forces herself, she throws herself in the shower that one day, there's definitely something wrong there. She's either afraid of water, she's claustrophobic, she's depressed. There's something going on with her. And if he really loves her, not only will he want them to have like a normal sex life, because they obviously don't have a normal sex life.
No,
you're not can't. Having sex with no shower lady. I'm sorry, you're not. Right. So having a normal sex life is part of a good relationship. So I think, yeah, he needs to say, honey, we got to go to therapy. Stop sleeping on the couch. Find her a good therapist.
I think Alfred Hitchcock screwed it up for everybody. That you can't go to the shower because you think somebody's standing outside the shower getting ready to kill you. So you don't want to go in.
Maybe that's what, maybe she's afraid. Like she's in there. She's like, I know he's coming with a knife.